Country Pop FM.
It's a good strong bell.
It is. I like it.
Best way to start. That's still the first and really the only way to start the almanac. All those other things will go out of style. We'll always have this. We'll always have Paris, and we'll always have this.
I couldn't agree more. I like it.
Okay, it's the Almanac. And oh, by the way, the Almanac is brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. So we've been doing this since February 1st, and that's the second time I've remembered to do the sponsorship at the beginning.
At the beginning.
We do it at the end. We do it the hour later. We've done it. It's been various. Kurt's getting his money worth. We're spending it. We're spreading him around.
That's right. He's so, hitting a larger audience.
Hitting a larger audience, the Bobathon audience. I mean, really giving him a chance to expand and grow his business. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate Annandale. So that's one out of how many? Let's see, three, five, you know, about 10. So it's been 10. So that's 2 out of 10. That's Byung Ho Park. That's about his batting average
right at the
last year for the Twins.
Right at the Mendoza line.
Euchre. Let's get into it today. Today is a Wednesday. It is the 15th of February, past the midway point of this month already. February flies by. 1758, your favorite condiment, mustard, was advertised for the first time in America on this date.
Mustard, good.
1758. Mustard came before ketchup, from what I understand. I actually Googled, and there's actually a guy with a webpage, The History of Condiments.
Wow.
He has a complete review of everything, all even chutney. Chutney's included.
Huh.
And horseradish. Worcestershire sauce. It's all there. So well, 1758. And you'll be glad to know that I had two hot dogs at the Wild game last night, and I had ketchup on them, but also mustard. You are totally anti-ketchup on hot dogs, are you?
Yes. Hot dogs and brats are mustard. Mustard and onions are my two condiments of choice there. Ketchup goes on burgers with mustard.
What about fries?
Ketchup.
Yeah. 1758, it was not Grey Poupon. It was Plochman's.
Sure.
Whatever that is, the one in the yellow-looking barrel thing.
Yeah,
you know it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't you hate it when the little nozzle gets clogged?
I do.
It comes out to the side.
Oh, don't like that.
Could possibly hit you in your shirt.
I know it.
You got to get the shout. 1898, remember the Maine. Do you remember the Maine?
Yes.
You weren't around during that time.
But it was a bad deal.
Close. 260 crew members killed when the U.S. battleship Maine, the USS Maine, exploded in Havana Harbor, Cuba. Now, there was some Spanish things going on, and they were boycotting and barricading, and they were doing all kinds of fun stuff in Cuba. It wasn't going very well for Spain and Cuba. And the U.S. was down there. They had the Maine. The Maine was down there to help protect its interests, its Cuban interests. And then it exploded. And that kind of eventually led to America joining in the whole fun in the Spanish-American War.
That was
began
a precursor. There.
As a result, and the cry, remember the Maine, was heard often in the late 1800s. And then looking into it, they thought originally it was a mine. But they thought, now they think that it could have also just been the coal exploded.
Oh.
Gas had collected within within the USS Maine.
Sure.
And then it self-combusted.
Something triggered,
and triggered it. So it's still kind of somewhat controversial, and they don't know exactly what caused it. But
we still remember the Maine.
We still remember the Maine, regardless of how it exploded. 1933... Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who at the time was President-elect FDR, escaped an assassination attempt in Miami. Mm. But Chicago Mayor Anton J. Cermak killed in the attack.
Wow.
1933.
I don't remember
that. We think
that.
About other attempts and assassination attempts, but you forget about the one of President-elect Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1933. Huh. 1965, Canada. Did you know you're older than the Canadian flag?
I did not know that.
The red and white with the maple leaf on it.
Yes.
Canada displayed its new red and white maple leaf flag on this date in 1965. So it's
They had their other flag.
52 years. Yeah, they had the one with the Union Jack on it because England had, of course, had possession of Canada, as we learned on the Almanac not too long ago with the Paris of Treaty of Paris, which gave France said, you can have Canada. England, here you go.
Help yourself.
So this day, 1965, Canada, and that's a good flag. It's a nice flag.
It's a great flag.
Understated, not too, it's not busy. Does the job.
They have a great flag and a great anthem.
They do. They do. If I had to choose, you know, my second favorite anthem after Star Spangled Banner.
No question.
Uzbekistan is pretty good.
Well.
But that would be third.
We're going to do Fave Five. I can see it.
It's a good idea. Fave Five national anthems. Or Fave Five Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole died. He was only 45. He had lung cancer. He was a heavy smoker.
Yes, he was. But what a great singer.
Yeah, he was. This is one of my favorites from Nat King Cole. He had the King Cole Trio, as you know. He was only 45 when he died on this date, 1965. 1973, we lost a great voice actor.
All finished, sir.
Thanks, you shy boy. You're humble and lovable.
Bless you, sir.
He bites on the quarter to make sure that it's authentic.
Yes.
Shoeshine Boy and Underdog, the man who provided the voice, Wally Cox. He was also Mr. Peepers. Wally Cox, he was only 48. I'd like to know how he died. I didn't look into that.
I'm on it.
Maybe if my wife is listening, she can. We don't have a fact checker. Brittany's gone, so we're fact checker free. I could have an off-site fact checker, too, text me information. But that was back in 73.
I got this one.
We lost Wally Cox. Ethel Merman.
There's no business like show business like no business I know.
Ethel Merman died on this date at the age of 75. That was in 1984.
Everything that
and, of course, we're still awaiting the release of Ethel Merman Sings Country Greats. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Hold them when you fold. Ethel Merman. Ethel Merman, 75. As you can tell, I'm a big Ethel Merman fan.
Yes, she was outstanding in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
And I think we wore the same size in 84.
Well, it's very quite possible.
She is 75, was 75 when she passed away.
Fairly sturdy.
Let's all go to the 4077.
All right.
All right, people. I'm going to give it to you straight. Starting right here and now, we're all going to have to put our shoulders to the wheel, our noses to the grindstone. We've got to hunker down and pull together, all for one and one for all. Welcome to the Henry Blake Cliché Festival.
There he is as Henry Blake. It's McLean Stevenson. He died at the age of 66. As you can tell, he was talking over the speaker.
Right.
You know, like Radar always used to talk over the speaker.
Yeah.
McLean Stevenson was 66. He was on MASH as Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake. He had a couple of, they always tried to give him his own show. He had the McLean Stevenson show. He had, there was another one where he's a radio host. It was Hello Larry, which was going to be, I think that was the one that was going to be a spinoff of Different Strokes, but just never really materialized for McLean Stevenson. You know why he left MASH? Is because Alan Alda and Hawkeye was taking too much of the... It was
spotlight.
The old J.J. Walker, Jimmy Walker, J.J. Evans thing, where some of these other people thought that they were the stars, or at least it should be all spread out. They thought somebody else was getting all the good lines, and Hawkeye Pierce had become kind of a breakout star.
Right. And then...
Alan Alda.
He spent a lot of time on the Match Game in his later years,
too. Oh, he did. He did, and he was 66. He passed away on this date. 2005... YouTube is going strong. I thank YouTube for a lot of our audio cuts. YouTube, or Lutube as they're also called. I believe that's what they call them in Australia.
Huh.
The video sharing website YouTube launched on this date 2005. Again, remember I was up late at the Wild game last night.
Sure.
2006, 4 days after accidentally shooting his friend, high-profile Texas attorney Harry Whittington was the man who got shot. And, of course, you remember who shot him?
Our vice president.
Vice president, Dick Cheney, during a quail hunt.
Yeah.
He finally spoke out. Cheney spoke out, or the guy spoke out about the incident with Fox News. Cheney described the incident as, quote, one of the worst days of my life. 78-year-old Whittington was hospitalized, treated for a minor heart attack that was triggered by the shooting.
Wow.
So it's kind of scary. And 2013, 4 years ago, Do you remember this when a meteorite exploded above Russia?
Oh, yes.
This meteor blast, more than 1,000 people, it was closer to 2,000 actually, injured in Russia after a meteor blast. Now, what happened here is it was actually over a populated area. Now, it happened also in the 1900s, early 1900s, but it was over Siberia, and there was a huge blowdown of trees from a meteor blast in the early 1900s. There are photos. But this actually took place above a populated area. It exploded 25 miles above the ground, and windows broke, and buildings collapsed, and all kinds of stuff with this meteorite that they believe, and I think they pinpointed it, it came from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Just kind of, you know,
freaky,
kind of got lost and then got caught by our gravity, and here it comes.
Yeah.
And here it comes. It exploded 25 miles above ground. That was on this date, 2013. Let's move on to birthdays now. We have a founding member. He played the drums for the Kinks. Here come the drums right there. Yeah, there you got it. Mick Avery.
I'm not content to be with you in the day.
With Ray Davies singing.
And his brother, well, there's another. There's two Davies.
Yeah. And then there's Manzarek. What was his name? Ray? Was it Ray? Rich? Ray, Ray Manzarek? Ray was like the, he was the guy on the...
Yeah.
The Kinks all day and all night. There you go.
Classic.
Mick Avery is 73 today. Jane Seymour, 66 today.
She's still lovely.
Lovely, and she sells the, is it the Two Hearts collection?
I think so.
You can go to K Jewelers and get the Two Hearts or the Open Heart collection, whatever it is.
Every kiss begins with K.
Every kiss, you know, and then every Dr. Quinn medicine woman started with a jingle and an open, but this was from the pilot, because you know that Jane Seymour was Dr. Quinn medicine woman.
Yes.
Pardon me. Might you be the Reverend Timothy Johnson?
Yes. How may I help you?
Michaela Quinn, M.D., the new doctor.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand. The telegram said Michael Quinn.
I believe I spelled it out quite clearly. That's Michael with an A. My father was...
Quinn. It's funny that I didn't watch that show. My penchant for shows of that era, you know, time period shows like Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons and Father Murphy, among others. Bonanza.
There was an episode of it on this INSP network.
They do that show that, now. Don't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never watched it much of it either, but and I like Jane Seymour, and I like Western type shows, but I'm with you. I never saw really saw this one. When was it on?
This was mid-90s.
Okay.
This was mid-90s. I mentioned Ray Manzarek, and it bugging me because I go, oh, wait a minute, he's not with the Kinks, and I looked it up. He was with the Doors.
Oh, sure.
He was the keyboardist with the Doors, not the Kinks. Okay. FYI, just to let you know before we get a bunch of calls. But, yeah, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. And that's probably one of the shows I'm going to have to binge, you know, in 10, 15 years when I have my double knee replacement.
Yes.
I'm going to be laid up there for a little bit. Maybe by then it's outpatient and you're walking the next day.
That could be, too.
And you're out and about golfing by that time.
Yeah, 93 to 98 for Dr. Quinn.
All right.
You were spot on.
So, Jane Seymour, and of course she was also in... Are they built for comfort or are they built for speed? Remember, she was in Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yes.
She was
yes.
the one married to what's-his-face.
Yeah, yeah.
Jane Seymour is 66 today.
And I think we can make it.
Oh, the smooth sounds.
One more time.
Melissa Manchester.
Eminem.
This is Midnight Blue.
Great tune.
She also had Baby Cry the Day the Circus Came to Town because she didn't want parades just passing by her.
Sure.
Melissa Manchester, she's also same age as Jane Seymour. They share birthdays. 66 today. He's the guy who gave us The Simpsons.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Oh, great wisdom from The Simpsons. His name is Matt Groening, and he's 63 today.
He's done quite well with that show.
Yep, started as these little vignettes on the Tracy Ullman show.
Right.
And it's now not only the longest animated series ever, it's the longest primetime series on television ever.
Amazing.
In the history of things. He is 63 today. She is considered the world's first supermodel, maybe self-proclaimed, Janice Dickinson. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Have you seen her recently? She's had a lot of work done. From certain angles, it looks pretty scary.
Yeah.
It looks pretty scary. But she is 62. She's doing her best to continue to look like 25, even though she is 62. We have our rapper.
Was she one of those that Bill Cosby was linked to? I can't remember.
You can look it up. That may ring a bell a little bit.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Our daily rapper. It's been a while.
Yeah. I'm just doing a little fact checking. I'll check on that.
Okay. Yes, indeed. She was tied with Bill Cosby?
Yes. December 14th.
What was she doing with Bill Cosby?
Well, he drugged her.
Oh. Yeah. He did that.
She says Bill Cosby raped her in 1982.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah.
Was it proven?
Well, there's still. That's an ongoing. Yeah, how many women have come forward?
Many.
Yeah. Not good. All right.
I'm going to go have some Jell-O. Rapper Birdman. We haven't had a rapper on here too often. Birdman. Not the Birdman. Not Birdman. Maybe it's Birdman. Could be Birdman.
Not Mark Might be the Jewish. Bird Fidrich.
Yeah. He's 48 today. Actress Renee O'Connor, Gabrielle on Xena Warrior Princess, 46 today.
Sure.
Yeah. Yarmer Yager still playing.
Amazing.
He was in the 1990 draft, I think it was, and he's, I think, with the Florida Panthers now. And he's the second all-time leading scorer behind Wayne Gretzky. He might be trying to catch Gretzky. He's going to have to play till he's 60.
That's just amazing, though.
He's 45 today.
He's been around that many years.
She's the voice of Lois Griffin on The Family Guy, Alex Borstein.
Okay.
44 today. Amorosa, reality TV star. Yeah, Amorosa. I think she's the one who scored the goal last night for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Oh, it was her?
Yeah, it was Cramorosa. Cramorosa was the name of the guy.
Her brother.
Very close. This is Amorosa. Who was from The Apprentice.
Did she win on The Apprentice?
I don't know if she ever won, but she gained public attention through the show. And her and not Bill O'Reilly, but the other guy, Pierce Morgan.
Oh.
Pierce Morgan and her on Celebrity Apprentice, they had a real war going on.
Seems like Donald Trump, you know, trying to make room in his... Somewhere in his
well, she
cabinet
is. She for, is. Yeah, she is not in the cabinet, but she's part of his staff. She's some kind of a liaison for communications or something like that.
She was
part of his campaign
and
part of his staff. Now, Amorosa is 43. She was married to Michael Clark Duncan, the guy from the Green Mile, before he passed away.
Okay.
And Amber Riley, who was on Glee and then also won season 17 of Dancing with the Stars, Amber Riley, 31 today on the almanac.
Okay. Let's get to the gone but not forgotten. Got a pretty good list here. Astronomer and physicist Galileo Galilei. Galileo. Born on this day, 1564.
He one of the developers of the telescope, and he also was one of the guys, along with Copernicus, that believed that the sun was in the center of the universe and the earth revolved around the sun. You know, many people thought everything revolved around the earth.
Right.
For many, many, many years.
Right. But that was
so way to go, Galileo.
He, very smart guy. 1564, inventor Cyrus McCormick, 1809. He helped invent the Reaper and established the company that eventually became International Harvester.
Yep. McCormick. That's what our Farmall H had. McCormick Deering. It said McCormick Deering Farmall on it.
Very nice.
That's his name.
There
That's
he is.
Him. That's the guy.
That is the man, Cyrus McCormick, born on this day, 1809. Jewelry company founder. Do you have any Tiffany?
I've sold it all off.
Sold it all off? It's a good move.
Actually, they stole it because I had millions and millions of dollars, but then I posted on social media that I had it, and I was in a hotel. And they came and they stole it.
Ill-advised.
Yep.
Chuck Charles Tiffany, born on this day, 1812. 1820. Civil rights leader, one of the first on the, you know, the feminist side, Susan B. Anthony. Somewhere we found some Susan B. Anthony coins in when we're going through all the stuff from my parents, you know, that they both are passed on now. My dad had quite a coin collection, we found out. So that was interesting. 1820, of course, those aren't worth much, but we found some old silver dollars.
They're worth a dollar.
From the 1920s and stuff that are worth something. And we're going to have them in a hotel room here very soon.
Right.
Legendary actor John Barrymore was born on this day, 1882. His credits include the films Grand Hotel, Beau Brummel, The Show of Shows, Dinner at Eight. He's also the grandfather of actress Drew Barrymore, the brother of actor Lionel Barrymore, and, you know, the whole Barrymore clan. John Barrymore, born on this day, 1882. Now, 1907, a guy by the name of Cesar Romero was born. Remember him?
The nerve of that rich smart aleck thinking he could match wits with me, the Joker.
Why is Batman here, Joker?
Because he's afraid of me, you dolt. Yes. I knew the day would come when his spine would turn to bat jelly. Yes. I'm only sorry he isn't here to enjoy a special surprise I cooked up for him.
Oh, what a great laugh, right?
Oh, one of the greatest. He was such... He did that character extremely well. 1907, on this day, actor Cesar Romero, he would be best known for his role as the Joker.
With all due respect to Jared Leto, Heath Ledger, and even Jack Nicholson, I think Cesar Romero is still my favorite Joker.
That laugh is
maybe
phenomenal.
Because it's the first one. Yeah. You always remember your first Joker.
For sure. Well, absolutely. Actor Kevin McCarthy was born on this day in 1914. His credits include the movies Looney Tunes, Back in Action, Death of a Salesman, Flamingo Road, and Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
If they are seeds or seed pods, they must grow someplace on a plant, probably. And somebody or something wants this duplication to take place.
But when they're finished, what happens to our bodies?
I don't know. When the process is completed, probably the original is destroyed or disintegrates.
Ooh, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Very, very scary 50s era horror movie.
Then they redid it in the 70s.
Yes. Kevin McCarthy was born on this day, 1914. If you remember the TV series Our Miss Brooks, or perhaps Ozzie and Harriet, and then eventually I Love Lucy, Mary Jane Croft was in those, and she was born on this day, 1916. 1918, he played our second MASH reference here. He played the role of Dr. Sidney Freeman, and he would come in.
You know,
to
I told
MASH.
You people something a long time ago, and it's just as pertinent today as it was then. Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
He was kind of the psychiatrist.
Yes. Psychiatrist.
And recurring role. Not one of the main players, but probably on a handful of episodes.
Some really, really poignant episodes as well. Alan Arbus was his name, and he played that character, amongst others, born on this day, 1918. 1927, one of the funniest guys ever. Emmy Award-winning actor Harvey Korman.
Now repeat after me.
Hi.
Your name?
Your name?
Schmucks. Pledge allegiance?
Pledge allegiance.
To Hedley Lamarr?
To Hedley Lamarr.
That's Hedley!
Hedley!
Always got his name wrong.
And to the evil?
And to the evil?
For which he stands?
For which he stands.
Now go to that voodoo that you do.
He was pretty good in Blazing Saddles. And of course, legendary in the Carol Burnett Show. When Tim Conway and Harvey Korman were together, it was absolute magic.
It was good stuff. He won 3 Emmy Awards for the Carol Burnett Show and was outstanding in that Mel Brooks comedy, Blazing Saddles. Harvey Korman, born on this day, 1927. Couple of others real quick. Apollo 1 astronaut Roger Chaffee, born on this day, 1935. A guy by the name of Chris Farley, you may recall.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
There it is.
Foley, what was his first name?
Matt Foley.
Matt Foley.
We needed some inspirational speaking.
Yes. Chris Farley was born on this day, 1964, Saturday Night Live. Of course, Tommy Boy, Beverly Hills Ninja, and the list goes on for his movies. And
left us way too young. Right. He lived hard.
Lived hard.
And yep, drank and drugs, and that's what was his downfall.
Yeah, he was only 33 years old when he passed away, same as John Belushi, 1964. And we hadn't had a rapper for a while. We haven't had a racehorse for a while.
No.
Racehorse Seattle Slew was born on this day, 1974. 3 years later, as a three-year-old, he would be a Triple Crown winner, taking the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont in 1977. I remember it well. Seattle Slew. All these horses and actors and actresses are gone.
All right.
But not forgotten.
That was a big one. That was the 18-wheeler of almanacs here on Bob FM.
Two fact checks.
Okay.
Coronary...
good luck
occlusion,
with that.
Yeah, for Wally Cox, basically had a heart blockage that killed him at 48. McLean Stevenson had bladder cancer, and he was recovering from that and then suffered a fatal heart attack at the age of 66.
Okay.